Hi, this is Evan Scabetta. I'm calling from Non-Bottled Wine Beverage Monthly. It's a new publication. So listen, I was just calling to inform you that your product has been selected as the best boxed wine on the market. That's right. So all of us down here at the magazine just thought that you should probably just go ahead and send over a fucking shitload of it. Oh, we love it. It's so good. We like,
Merlot.
Merlot.
We love the Merlot. You're the best, Rita. You always have been. Thank you.
All right, boys. We've done this before. Let's do it again. Simple. Easy. By the book. Meet back here in 20 minutes.
Holden University. This was our territory. And here we were, 48 days away from a diploma that would open doors for the rest of our lives. We're one step closer to the American dream. After today's scam.
Cross the street.
All runners,
cross the street. New route.
Oh, yeah.
What just happened?
You broke my tibia!
Oh my God.
Leg.
What a travesty!
Oh Lord!
Jesus, this looks bad.
Oh my God, he's never gonna make it. He's supposed to work in the kibbutz this summer. He's not gonna be able to work.
Oh, whatever, but I didn't do anything.
Have mercy on my leg!
We're lying, buddy. We got it on tape. I might just call that number.
I'm calling my supervisor.
You better call a doctor
hey,
while you're at it.
I was in Desert Storm, mister!
God, it hurts!
All of this.
You don't know anything about driving.
To pass a test.
He broke my tibia. He broke my tibia.
It's one of our favorite scams. The worm in the apple. You see, the key was stealing an official university blue book, which they kept under lock and key. Now, if you had an extra blue book, you could pretty much get away with anything. And now, after this morning, we had our very own supply.
Okay, people, this is the midterm. It is 30% of your grade. Now's the time to start panicking. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Philip. I'm the head TA. If you don't know me, that means you've never been to class. Study materials need to go under our desk as my minions pass out the test booklets.
Game time. Let me get some booklets.
Yes, that means our textbooks go under. Exactly. It's not open book. We left junior high a long time ago.
Phase one. Be invisible. Don't make eye contact.
And our midterm begins now.
I gotta take a test. I gotta take a test. I gotta take a test.
Woo!
Hi there.
You're in my seat.
The seat was empty.
I was getting test booklets. Get out of my seat.
We already have test booklets.
Hi, hello, yeah. See, the test booklets are out, so this conversation you're having isn't taking place. So let's find a chair. There are plenty over there.
He's in my seat, though.
Exactly, and we're grown-ups, so we don't argue over seats. Why don't we go over there?
You just made my little black book.
Okay, go sit. Go sit.
Move.
I'm sorry, did you know him?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you're fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
Eyes on my own paper. Joe Schmo has no answers for you.
Man, this is a really hard test. I don't think I know one of these damn answers. Good thing I'm not in this class. See, I'm simply here to copy the questions down. Phase two. Human copier. Look at me. I'm an anonymous blender inner. Phase three. Make the switch. I leave the stolen blue book as a decoy. And here's where I made my mistake. This is how it all started. But I mean, look at her. That's the reason I went to college. Phase four. Sanction the exit.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, that's not allowed during the test.
I really have to go to the bathroom.
Tell you what, why don't you use that energy as motivation to finish your test?
Explosive diarrhea.
Okay, go. All right, thank you. And leave that stuff there.
Good luck. I mean that.
What you just saw was cheating. See, now I've got the questions, and all my roommate needs are the answers.
I just don't want to get like sloppy 600.
I told you a million times, Jeff, you gotta work your way through Cape Horn before they're gonna let you set foot in hetero.
Here. Fellas?
Really?
Dave, is this true or false? You have to work in gay porn before you work in straight porn?
True.
What a dirty, despicable business.
How'd it go, man?
It went well. Mm-hmm. I slipped in, I slipped out, it was perfect, it was beautiful.
Yeah?
Yep.
What, I was fucking invisible, relax.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I was invisible.
Guys, this is like child's play. A baby could do this work.
Don't get flashy, Carl, all right? Nothing higher than an A-, or we dock you.
Look, I'm just saying.
Carl, we pay you because you do phenomenal work. So fill out that physics test.
Yeah, maybe you wouldn't need someone to fill out every test for him if you stopped smoking these doobie smack joint hits.
Don't be so smug, Carl. There's a lot here you don't know about.
That does not agree with me.
Okay, harump. It's over. I saw that. Flip me off one more time. I'm taking away the test. Pass them to your left. To your left. Quickly. And you may leave. I don't want to see you anymore. Enjoy your vacation. Okay, the test is over. We're done here.
So how'd you do on the test?
Oh, who knows?
What, you don't care?
No, I've been obsessing about this purity test.
It's a magazine.
I missed Skank by 2 points.
Sweetie,
what's
I
that?
Don't think you Angela. Don't worry about that. Hey, hot boy.
I thought that was your sexy ass. Come here.
Oh.
Oh, that's so fucking hot. Give me some of that.
See this?
Hi. That's right. You're a harder person to follow.
I'm sorry. I don't think that we've met before. I'm Angela.
You like me? We just took a test together.
You guys must have been in a zone when you were taking that test. We sat right next to each other.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
We're fine.
Yeah, you having a good day?
Yeah.
Cool, listen, you guys know where Professor Marco's office is? Or?
Yeah, Professor Marco's office? I think it's right the F over there. Can you see I'm having a goddamn conversation with my friend, so why don't you just back off, pal, and go do your stupid-ass thing, but go!
Okay, but the fact is the midterm has already been, and you missed it.
You guys must not have heard me. I'm Sam Schechter. I got hit by a truck today. It's been all over the campus
you know
news
what?
Station.
I heard all of that.
Hold it.
Okay?
What the heck is going on here?
Professor Marco, thank God you're here. Listen, I got hit by a truck today. All I want is to take the midterm, you know?
Hit by a truck?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
He got hit by a truck!
Okay, but is he all right?
I got hit by a truck, you know? I got a busted tibia. A rib cage, it's very tender. Yeah. My testicle turned blue.
Why don't you drop your trousers and we'll examine them.
Hey! Okay, you know what? Okay, the color of your balls is going to change the fact that you missed the midterm.
Listen, if it'll help me take the midterm, I'm happy to show everyone my balls.
We don't want to see that.
Forget about looking at the balls. You're going to take the midterm. And you are going to let him take it at your desk. You're going to have to move out until he's through.
I got to take it somewhere.
And I want you to give him all the time he needs. Good luck, kid.
I'm telling you, tell that motherfucker to go. He is no damn good. I bet he got crabs. Yeah, girl. Put on my hot boots. Get the groove on. Yeah.
Well, finished. I think I did pretty good.
Boys, shotgun.
Well, boys, it's been a successful operation, possibly one of our last.
Which I masterminded, by the way, with the whole thing with the stealing.
We'll give you that. We'll give you that.
Okay. Well, it's not too soon, I say. I think the well's sort of run dry, right?
Hey, I think it's good. Let's get the heck
come
out of here.
Come on. Yeah. You're ready to go to law school.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding?
Jeff's going to get out of here, too.
You too?
He's going to become a financial master of the universe.
Hopefully that'll help me get some fine-ass
bitches. It's time to move on, man.
What do you have that's better than this? This is great.
This is great. This is a shit heap.
You know what? I gotta be honest with you, man. Best dorm on campus doesn't excite me that much anymore.
Are you kidding me? 4 years. It took us 4 years to build this place. This place is great.
You seem like you're a little bit scared to move on, man. And I think it's because you don't know what you're doing with your life. It's okay if you're afraid to graduate.
It's okay if you're afraid of the future, dude.
Okay, you know what? This is going nowhere. Let's just celebrate our latest win, huh? What do you say?
Celebrate, huh?
Well, the usual way, of course.
3, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get 3. Past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, in the heart and the brain and the body, you'll give you 3. It's a magic number.
Man and a woman had a little baby. Yeah, they did. And there were 3 in the family.
Way.
Lenny's!
I'll get the birthday club cards.
Hey guys, when I say happy, you say birthday happy.
Birthday!
Happy
birthday!
When I say birthday, you say party. Birthday
party!
Birthday
party!
Let's say happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Let's party.
Party!
Party hard.
Here's to an A-, boys, in physics.
The easy way.
That's right. That's Sam. Sam cheats for convenience. Now, at this school, if you can't pass a foreign language exam, you have to spend the next 2 years taking courses at 8 a.m. on the other side of campus. Well, Sam does not wake up at 8 a.m. and never plans to.
The classroom is being threatened by fire. Run from this inferno. Quickly, quickly, everyone. You, last student, turn. Good God, man, what is wrong with you? You want to end up like burnt breakfast toast? Oh. Your sacrifice puzzles and honors me. I must leave now. I am a coward. Do not tell anyone.
It was Sam's idea to join forces. Alone, we were just a couple of freshman cheaters. But together, we were dangerous. I'm not an evil, lying genius. I just happen to know a technique. I call it the seed of doubt.
I'm a commercial airline pilot.
Say it, repeat it, believe it.
I'm a commercial airline pilot.
I, ladies, am a professional commercial airline pilot.
Oh!
Yeah.
Is he a pilot too?
FBI.
I got the ugly one.
Jeff got in sophomore year. He marches to a different drummer. Jeff's not exactly crazy about authority. He's just crazy.
I don't want you to worry about finishing the exam. No one ever does. It's the way I designed it. So just finish writing whenever you... Time's up! Okay, that's it. Time's up. Close your books. Stop writing. Come forward. Papers immediately. Everybody in the back. Everybody. All the way in the back. You. Yes, you. Little Red Riding Hood. Congratulations. You just got an F. Come on up. There's always one in every crowd. Believe me. It doesn't matter. You can stop writing, sir. I don't care if you have the cure for cancer. It's fruitless. You will not pass. Sir, congratulations. You have failed.
Do you even know my name?
No, I don't know your name.
No, no you don't.
Hey! Hey!
I've seen a lot of pornos in my day, man. It's like a trade secret. Next time you're jacking off, you sit in me in style. Don't you guys believe what you want, man?
At least I get outside. Hey,
please, you go through more tissues than a widow.
What? It's true, you love it.
Who's the one who just said I've seen a lot of porn?
All the time.
Oh my god, you are a rabid consumer of porn. They have your name on file.
Listen, you're the one who masturbates.
Hey!
Happy birthday. Or whatever.
What's up?
How'd you do on the test?
Well, I fucked up the gravitational constant.
Me too. What's your name again?
Tom Weaver.
Listen, can we help you with something, guy?
Oh my god, how's your leg?
Obviously, he's a lot better now. Thanks for your concern. And if you're done trying to hide the baloney pony, we've got some stuff to eat.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, dude, happy birthday, man.
Third one this week.
I know, I'm proud of you. Who's that guy?
It's just a bus boy.
Yo, 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 bring it on!
I know what you did. I was there. I saw
you. You're gonna get hurt.
It's that tweaked bus boy, man.
I saw you. I know what you did. I know what you did. I was sitting right next to you. Remember me? Hey, hey, Shorty. Hey, how's your leg feeling, buddy? God, you're playing awfully good for having a broken leg. Right, homeboy? I'm not kidding around, biatch.
Okay, let's see the so-called proof.
Oh, I got the proof, and you were there, Dave. Dave Goodman, 5550122.
This is nothing. You know what? Keep it. I got plenty of copies.
Of course, if this were to get out, you guys would probably be expelled. But do you really need a diploma?
Nah.
But, you know, if you wanted to go to a law school, for instance, that'd be pretty tough. Or be hired by a prestigious financial firm like a Stockton, Upright, and Falk.
Hey, I'm into that firm.
I know, I saw your name on the interview list. Good luck getting that job. They don't hire cheaters.
Hey, wait. Ethan, wait. Dave, come
okay,
on.
Okay.
What do you want?
I got a proposition for you. You're obviously amoral, but certainly clever in your ways. And you may have some people skills I may lack.
What do you want? You want money, free dry cleaning, Europass?
No, what? I don't. A Europass? No! No. I want you to get me a girl.
A girl?
This is college. Bag your own bitches. I'm sick of you.
Angela's not a bitch. Angela's a beautiful girl.
Angela's not a bitch.
Hey, let him go.
Okay.
Let him go.
Okay.
You're good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Back away.
Yes.
Back away.
I have copies.
Okay. Relax.
Not afraid to expel you.
Okay.
Take it
easy.
Hey, relax.
Just give me a day. I need to think about this. Okay. This is a tough one. All right. Just give us the night.
They call me Cool Ethan. I live in Heinerecker Hall.
All right, cool. We'll find you. All right?
I didn't like being blackmailed by Cool Ethan. But he did have good taste in women.
Are you fucking insane? This is a major breach of security, Dave.
Shh.
This guy could have us kicked out of college, man.
Look, we will get him the girl.
But let me explain something to you. My college career is a house of cards that's glued together with thousands of tiny little lies. And now it's being fucking threatened
Shut
by
up.
Some fucking schoolboy with a crush?
We'll get him the girl. Relax.
I've been watching you everywhere you go. And soon you're gonna be mine, aren't you? Who's that? That's the most beautiful girl in the world. I like you. Everything here, you touched it, baby. We're gonna get married one day and have 23 little kitties. And I'm gonna get a job at Stockton, Upright, and Falk and be so rich that you're gonna love me forever. And we're gonna have sex in my bedroom.
Guys, we're a team. Back me up. What do you say, huh?
I just want you to promise me this has nothing to do with the girl.
Hey, this has nothing to do with the girl.
Oh, don't you fucking seed of doubt us,
okay?
This has nothing to do with the girl.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thanks, little brother. Jeff, I got a little job for you. We'll start tomorrow. Sam, come on. I know you're in.
Oh, fuck.
Ethan! Yo! Wake up!
I brought you coffee.
I don't touch that stuff.
Can I come in?
No. No one comes into Ethan's room. Ethan's rules.
What's that smell?
Maybe it's the smell of your ass getting kicked out of school.
Yeah. Well, enough of this gay banter. We're going to get you the girl.
On what day?
Well, let's say on Monday.
Tuesdays are better.
Tuesdays? It'll be a Tuesday.
Great. You're smart. I like you. I'll probably give you a nickname.
We needed a plan to get into Angela's room. So, Jack knocked.
Yoo-hoo, it's Steve Pasternak looking for Angela. Angela, please.
Do I fucking know you?
I let Angela in my notebook because I take such world-famous notes. So I was wondering if I could... Are you busy with something?
Yeah. I was masturbating.
Whew. Masturbating. In the dorms. Well, yeah, when you go to art school.
What do you want, her room? Right over there.
Thank you.
Don't touch anything.
So, do you know what the book looks like? Let me tell you what it looks like. It's a very distinctive notebook. Some of my notebook has her handwriting in it. In pen. So, you'll... No. I can double loop my L, even though...
You know what? There's really nothing here. I mean, someone's gonna have to make contact.
I will break. I will enter. I will torch. I will shatter. I will rifle. I will pillage. I will probe. But I'm really not comfortable just talking to a girl.
You know what, boys? Why don't you just let me take care of it? You treat a hot girl like dirt, and she'll stick to you like mud.
Scream insanity, or are you ever gonna be another great fan of me? Break!
Why don't you watch where you're going, you skunky-ass bitch?
Hot sucker.
Slut.
Butt wipe.
Hug.
Monkey boy.
Holy calamity, scream insanity, or if you ever want to be another great fan of me,
maybe I should make the contact, huh? What do you think? Sam?
Swirling gases growing hotter and hotter. Until it reaches a critical temperature and transforms itself into the most awesome sight in the universe. What is this sight called? Anybody?
Hey.
Nuclear synthesis.
Hey. Very, very simple. Remember me? Dave. I'm a friend of Ethan's.
We're in the middle of class.
No, cool Ethan.
No.
Here. This is for you. Hey.
That is detailed.
Look at the matches. He's in the inside.
Now, one last...
That's cool, Ethan.
I don't know who Ethan is.
You don't know who cool Ethan is?
No.
Our new friend with the pipe. What's the formula for finding critical mass?
Keep him.
True.
I don't know, man.
Hello, Dark Angel.
Fucking dinner on a budget.
Woo!
Well, what'd you guys get?
I got some term papers, some emails, a dream guy survey. I don't know what it means.
The shit is cheesier.
You're right.
Dream guy.
Intelligent, good-looking, smart, funny.
Sam, what'd you say she was from?
She's a local.
Local, huh? Looks like I'll be making a visit to the Patton's house.
Charles Patton?
Yes.
Ron Matties, U.S. Census Bureau.
Ooh.
You've been selected for a personal information session.
Oh, is that bad?
No, that's good, sir.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Aren't you a little young for government work?
Well, actually, I'm not a GS-11 yet. No, I'm just a GS-4.
You're
but,
GS4.
You know, should we do it?
Let's get it on.
All right, then.
Hey, come in.
So we're the Census Bureau. Uh-huh. We like to dig a little deeper, you know, mm-hmm. find out the stuff that just doesn't translate to paper.
Uh-huh.
Wow. What a beautiful home.
Well, then you should meet the decorator.
Right.
Ron Matties, Census Bureau, my wife, Valerie.
Hi.
Hi, Ron?
Yes, great job.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you.
Would you like a drink?
I would love a drink.
Well, you know what? You're gonna get a drink.
That's adorable. And this is your only female dependent?
Yeah.
Right. Well, in that case, I'm gonna need the following things. A passport, a birth certificate, social security numbers, diary, vaccination reports, and that pretty much wraps it up.
Well, okay, let me go see what I can
Thank
find.
Thank you, that would be a really big help.
Great.
Wonderful, super.
He really is a sweet man.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's great. This is a
very lovely, lovely house you have here.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I like to decorate.
Oh, good. I can see that.
And I do my own gardening.
You do your own gardening.
Mm-hmm. And decoupage.
Decoupage.
I love to suck cock.
You're
and I arrange flowers,
you arrange
too.
Flowers? Really?
Where are those old school records, honey?
Oh, in the back of her closet in the shoebox.
Shoebox? Yes, I
know. Oh, shit. One night. My ideal guy has childlike wonder, maturity, blue eyes, honesty, knows what to say without being told. Does that sound like anybody to you? Forrest Whitaker? Dave.
What the hell are you doing? House rules. You don't make your own drinks here. Valerie makes your drinks. Where is Valerie? Well, while you're back there.
Well, he's not going to sell us out for it.
Well, he might.
Maybe. I don't think he will.
You know what? He might.
Well, I don't think he will.
I think he will.
Well, I know Dave, and I don't think that he will.
Thank you very much.
Well, wait a minute, sir.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I know where the door is. You just have a pleasant day. I'm good. Thank you. Bye.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming. Where have you been hiding all this time, my little Nikki?
I got lucky at her parents' house and hit the mother load of information. I mean, Angela was perfect. 4.0 GPA. Volunteer at a hospital and a homeless shelter. I mean, the girl's never even had a cavity.
Okay, I'm done. That crossed the spot. I'm here. Peace. Woo! Dudes, I'm breaking off. I can find my homie. Okay, cool.
So what's the status with the girl?
Just a second. Go with the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. So she volunteers at this hospital.
Nope. Oh, no. No hospitals. No hospitals. No hospitals.
You can talk to her at the hospital.
What would me say?
No, your instincts are right. She wouldn't like you, so we're going to trick her.
Yeah, we're going to tell her you have a girlfriend.
It's less threatening.
Find a new plan. I'm kicking you guys out unless you find a new place. No hospitals. Oh, you're not getting me to go to a hospital,
you
guys.
It's a beautiful hospital.
That's what they said before. Physics.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm cool.
I didn't know that you volunteered here at the hospital.
Well, I don't. I'm just here because you're here. Just kidding. I just hate watching people suffer, so I figure why not put things in perspective and help out, you know?
Uh-huh.
My girlfriend's also a doctor up in Boston. I think I love her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You need any help?
Hi, Mrs. Van Graaff. I'm Angela. I'm a student volunteer here. We brought you your lunch.
Oh, well, I don't want any lunch.
Okay, that's fine. We don't have to have lunch. That's no problem. We can just have a conversation. Learn a little bit more about you.
I'm Ethan.
Oh, I don't want to talk either.
I'm sure there's a lot that we could talk about.
We can watch TV.
No, actually, I think that maybe we should learn a little bit more about Mrs. Van Graaff here, don't you? Like, are you from this area?
I don't know. I came here for work.
What did you do?
I worked the docks.
See? She worked in the docks. That's fascinating. I mean, most women weren't, you know...
I used to be a whore.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hold it. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Get Dr. Danvers.
Get Dr. Danvers. Get Dr. Danvers.
He's the only one.
All right. Ethan's going to take care of this.
You go, girl. You go. Get Dr. Danvers.
I'll stay. I'll stay.
We'll be right back.
I'm new, so bear with me.
Oh, I'm so hot. Oh, I'm overheating.
Do you need a Fresca?
No, I don't need a Fresca.
What can I get you?
A sponge bath. Oh, over there.
A sponge bath?
Yeah.
Well, I've only sponged myself, but I...
Sponge bath.
Okay, here I come.
Sponge.
Hold.
Sponge bath. Oh, so very hot.
Is that better? You like that?
Well, you got great hands.
Oh, thank you. You got a great rack.
So you're cooling off, right?
No, I'm just getting hotter.
Okay, so just on the boobies?
Great.
Just want to make sure we got everything.
Oh, you've got it.
Can I?
Ethan, what are you
doing? Sponge bath.
That is against hospital regulation.
Let a professional do that.
Ethan, you're not supposed to be doing
Put
that.
Put the sponge down, move away from the bed.
I'm sorry. He's a volunteer. It's his first day.
The dirty old whore told me to do it.
No, away from the patient.
And then it just so happens that they walk in when I'm sucking on her nipple.
So you fingered an old lady?
She was asking for it. It's totally fixable from where I'm standing. I mean, how hard can it be? You know? I mean, right, Sam? Dave, could you talk to Angela for me?
Yeah, I could talk to her.
I was hoping you'd say that because I really hate to kick you guys out of school. All right, dudes. See you later.
Hey.
You.
You know what? You were right. We should study together.
I never said that.
It would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
So you're going to use my notes and I get to
do all the
work?
No, I'm not going to use your notes. Actually, tell you the truth, I got a photographic memory. I mean, I practically know everything. Try me.
We don't have to.
No, just try me.
It's okay.
Try me.
Okay, what's the fastest land now?
Cheetah.
What's the only country to straddle two continents?
Turkey. I got one for you. Guy and his son are driving down the freeway, and they get an accident. They go to the hospital.
And the mother was a doctor.
See? We got chemistry. Wow. Do you feel that?
Yeah, it's electric. All right, there's a study group Wednesday nights, 507, Oval Hall.
All right.
Put that in your photographic memory. What about this?
Is this a study group or a date?
It's a study group. I just, invited that guy date.
Hypothetically, there was no Ethan. It's not your type.
It's not my type.
Her gorgeous face, her breasts, disgusting. I know what the thing is. The thing is, she's got this.
Whoa. Are you getting the special tingle from this boy?
Mm-hmm. You're getting the special tingle?
Yeah, but it's not the tingle that
What is it?
Ah! It's the guy.
You start to change for somebody, and before long, they change. You know, and this is...
Right.
This is who I am.
That's interesting. You know my policy. You gotta show the boobs and work the ass.
I have no boobs.
You're right. We'll work the ass.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Angela.
This is Dave. He's gonna study with us
tonight.
Like David
and Goliath. You know, maybe you're an expert in astrophysics, but some of us could use some study time.
Who really cares about this crap?
About a billion Alpha Centaurians?
I am so sick of people sitting in a room, studying and wasting the most important years of their life, worrying about what some dipshit's gonna say on a test. I mean, this is where it's at. You know, we should really get out. You know what I'm saying?
So the concerns of the little people don't apply to the visionaries
it wasn't
like
you,
Dave?
Honestly, it was the guys in the room. I mean, it was getting hot in there and...
You're holding my hand.
Well, you never know when you're gonna hit a patch of ice, really. So I got this plan. I plan to take you to this place, and we can actually study the real thing. Not what's in the textbook. What do you say?
I say it's a good plan.
What was that?
That was in the Death Star.
The Death Star? That's castration.
Castration?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The myth has it that she's the most beautiful of all the goddesses. And any mortal man who would try to court her, she would slice his manhood off.
No.
Yeah.
Come on, no.
No, seriously.
No.
Yes.
Come on.
Seriously.
Really?
No.
My arms get really numb.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's fine.
Wrong?
No, I mean...
Let me explain.
I got this friend, and he really likes you, and I can't outdo that to him. I mean, you're a very beautiful girl, but, you know, I grew up with him.
What friend?
Oh, his name's Ethan, and you don't know him? Everybody really knows him.
Yeah, I know Ethan.
He's a great guy, and
I guess I just don't understand what Ethan has to do with you and me.
You know, give him a little chance. You really get along with him. You know, cool Ethan.
Okay, Dave.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Yee-haw!
She'll be coming round the mountain.
She'll be coming round the mountain.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Now you!
She'll be riding six white horses when she comes.
Woo-ha!
She'll be riding six white horses when she comes.
Yee-haw!
She'll be riding six white horses.
Hello?
Jack, it's Dave.
Yeah?
What were you doing?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Check out Ethan's schedule for me.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
Yeah, he should be heading for the library right now.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Don't worry about it.
Where were we?
Yeah, where are your textbooks on American history?
Ethan.
You, come here. You talk to her? Does she understand?
Okay, so she was a little suspicious at first. All right, but I'm dealing with it.
This is so effed up. You know, you said you can get me a complete profile of what she wants in a guy.
Let me ask you something. How do you know that she's the one?
I just do.
Yeah, but besides the fact that she's beautiful and smart and funny, how do you know?
Because of the way she smells, because of her smile. Because when I close my eyes, all I see is her face laughing and moving and screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming and screaming.
Wait. Now, I thought you said you loved her. Why
do you care, David?
I'm just trying to figure it
out.
Yes,
I love her! Yes, I love her completely.
You love her?
And I hate her completely.
And you hate her?
But that's something I want to work on with just her. Me and her together. In a little locked room. So bring me the girl, Dave, or you and your friends are going down.
Hey, guys, we have plenty to eat. We have vegetarians over on this side. Your meat over here. Hey, how are you, Bill?
Hi.
How's everything going?
Okay.
Good?
Angela? Weird.
Ethan, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm in the food service industry and I like bums, so it's kind of my duty.
Okay.
Angela?
Yeah?
Hi, how are
you? While I've got you here, could I ask your advice on something?
Yeah, sure, what's up?
Well, it's kind of about my girlfriend, Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, your girlfriend.
I'm just... need a woman's POV on the whole sitch.
Actually, you know what? Can I talk to you about something?
Sure.
I kind of wanted to talk to you about us, if that's cool.
Yeah, fine.
I know you don't have a girlfriend, Ethan. And I know that you like me. You know, this is kind of... Can I just be honest?
Go ahead.
I really like someone else.
Did you... Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I led you on. Angela, I like you as a friend. You're the sweetest thing. Oh, my God.
Really?
Yes, you completely misinterpreted everything. But you're not my type.
Oh.
Don't worry.
God, I'm so embarrassed.
It happens all the time. It's cool.
I'm really happy that we got this cleared up because the guy that I like is your friend, Dave.
Dave!
Yeah.
Fudge!
I'm so crazy about it, and I can't stop thinking about it. I can't shut up about him.
I know, you can't shut up about him.
No.
You want me to go talk to him, don't you?
Oh, my God, would you really?
No problem. I'll put it in my little black book. I'll say, talk to Dave about Angela. Don't worry. Come here. Let's give these lousy sons of bitches some need, huh?
Sponge bath.
Baby, she needs a little sponge bath.
Sponge bath.
Oh, you're so dirty.
Sponge bath.
feel good?
Ethan, what are you doing?
I'm not gonna eat that shit, you fucking retard.
No one calls me a retard, you freaking hobo!
Get a shoe!
It's still 22 to 3 mine. I think we could do better than that.
Come on!
What is that, man? Are you wearing Musk?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to sing with this band tonight.
What are you talking about? You don't sing.
No, I sing.
Bullshit. You don't sing.
I sing. I sing.
If you sing right now, sing.
Say it in my voice.
Hello. Rihanna.
No.
Ethan.
Yep, and I've got gifts.
You just let yourself in?
Angela, I feel really bad about what happened today with the bums.
You know what, Ethan? It's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm already over it.
No. Angela, it's not okay. I'm bad.
That's really clever, Ethan.
Take that. I got it for you. I want to ensure that you and I are best friends. Gnome, matter what?
Ethan, that's a troll.
Gnome, it's not.
All right, I have to go now.
Wait. One more thing. A wee leprechaun?
Okay, that one I don't get.
Well, I'll be your best friend until you steal my pot of gold. Don't do that. I'm just kidding.
Okay, time to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that favor?
Talking to Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't. I'll handle it. I'm gonna see him tonight, so I think it'll be better if I handle it.
Oh, you see him right now?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Well, that frees me up. Great. Well,
I hope you enjoy the presents.
Let me just take this moment and say one thing.
What?
We have, 3 weeks till the exam.
Angela! Oh my God, thank God, I thought you were with Dave.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, so what? Using a new shampoo?
Good little game.
And we're back.
You know, I want to be polite, but how many decoupage gifts can you receive? I don't know. I guess she makes my dad happy, so what can I say, really?
Do you like living in the dorm?
Oh my God, I was so happy to get out of the house. My stepmother drives me crazy. My real mom lives in St. Louis.
St. Louis.
She's a Midwestern gal.
That's great news.
Really? Tell me something about you.
What do you want to know?
A secret?
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 I'm sure you have plenty.
Got a few.
So tell me.
Yeah. Tell her, Dave. Tell her the real secret.
Me and my friend Jeff, we can control the power on campus. How's that for a secret? We hack into the power grids.
Looks like I'm gonna have to pay your friends a little visit, Dave.
Me and my friend Jeff, we can control the power on campus. How's that for a secret? We hack into the power grids.
Don't say a fucking word, Ethan.
Look at that shot! He's doing his special
Ethan, lady. Shut the fuck up! I don't wanna see anymore, alright?
He's effing you, he effed me, and now I got a little movie of him effing her.
Dude, enough about Dave, all right? You don't know a thing about Dave.
He betrayed you. He stole my girl. He's not our friend. What?
Son of a bitch!
The little freak is right. All right, Dave screwed us. And he's not the only one who screwed us. We have been getting screwed by the system.
The system that forces us guys to like girls.
All right, we're getting pushed into this. What if we just take the girls out of it? We can have our own system. It's a counter system. And then you do things together. You swim, you row, you boat, you eat, you stink. We can just be guys. You can have sex. You can do it, you know, many guys at a time, but it's not gay.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. I'm going to go talk to Dean Radenbaugh about that while I'm getting your ass expelled.
Ethan. Come over here.
What?
Sit down. Give me the tape.
Oh, this tape? What do I get?
This is everything we have on Angela.
How much of that did I work to steal my
Shut
own
up.
Self?
I'm giving it to him. Everything you need to get the girl is in here.
On three.
All right, on three.
One.
Guys, if I could just interject something here. I'm not gay, you know.
I'm the kind of guy who will not insist that you go on the pill. I'm cool with splitting the bill. And
oh my God.
You want me to kill?
It's Ethan. Stay there.
You and me.
Hey, new way boy!
Don't you see? Don't you see?
Do we fucking know this guy?
My heart is beating.
It's Ethan. Again.
Oh, Angela. Oh, how I need you so. Cause your eyes are like two shining blue rockets in the night. Come and take me away. Come and pluck me. Maybe you won't.
She
and don't
is
wake
so...
up when I cry. And don't let me hurt you. By accident, I probably won't, but just
shut up!
That do,
Fudge!
Ethan, I appreciate the effort, but...
I wrote this for you!
What do you want? It's 2:00 in the morning.
I wanna come up.
This has to end. Right now.
Invite him up. We'll make him clean the fucking bathrooms. Besides, maybe he's good in bed. You know, the little one's always up.
All right, Ethan, you can come up for 1 minute.
Really?
Sam! Guys, hey, yo!
Love.
Okay, I'm gonna fix your nose, and we're gonna have a little talk, okay?
Okay. That's not very manlike of me, is it?
Ethan, it's a tiny cut. It's no big deal.
You're right. It's just a cut on skin. You're so awesome. Your room is so awesome. Your phone is kick-ass. And you know what? I love you.
Ethan.
Hey, Angela.
You and I are just friends. I have to make that clear to you because this cannot continue.
You're still on this whole Dave thing.
Ethan.
Unbelievable.
Ethan, it's not a Dave thing. I'm in love with him.
Have you two been physical?
You know what? That's it. What Dave and I do is none of your business, Ethan. I think it's time for you to leave.
I was hoping you wouldn't take it this far. Damn it!
Enough is enough.
Quit breathing so loud, I can't hear what he's saying.
Brady wouldn't take it this far.
God, I'm so scared for us right
now.
You know
what? It's too late for this, you know?
You've been duped by the worst kind of con man. Angela, when I fell in love with you, I knew I couldn't get you because you're so beautiful. So I paid Dave and his goons to get close to you. He put together a dossier of information which I studied every night.
I do not believe what you're saying to me.
How do you think I know your favorite animal is a monkey?
Ethan, shut up.
I told him, I said, Dave, stop. It's over. She is a lovely girl with a pure heart. Don't taint her with your octopus ink.
Ethan, do you hear something
me?
Is wrong with you.
No,
what?
Nothing's wrong with
you. No,
me.
Something's
wrong
with
you. Bullshit. You know what? It's like, you know how he brags about the power grids? That's how he's going to talk about you. You're just another thing for him to brag about. And I'm not the kind of guy who, I guess, would rub this kind of proof in your face.
Angela! Angela!
Oh, thank Christ!
Stop! Just
you
listen!
Deserve
just
that,
listen
you
to
asshole.
Me! I can explain everything!
Ethan already explained
Don't
everything!
Don't listen to Ethan! The guy's a fucking psychotic!
You are a fraud! You are a child! You're manipulative! And worst of all, you're a whore!
I'm not a whore.
You used me to make $100.
Angela, I didn't do anything like that.
You didn't.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Why did you steal my emails, babe?
Angela.
I came clean. And you should have stopped when I had
You told her I did it for money? Huh, you little freak? What the fuck are you doing here anyways, huh?
I'm gonna ask you this right now, and I want you to answer me honestly. Did you or did you not seduce me because of some deal that you had with
okay,
Ethan?
No, see, it wasn't exactly like that.
Dave, will you just answer yes or no? Please, just answer me.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Oh.
Angela, you see? I told you he's violent. Look.
Oh, my God. Angela, just please, baby, please. Listen, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen.
This is not a good idea.
Angela.
I'm going to go disinfect him. Well, I don't know about the punch in the nose, but I think she kind of likes it.
You don't love her.
I do tonight. Do you have a condom?
Fuck.
I want you to get this bad energy out.
Ethan, I really don't feel like being touched right now, okay? Thanks.
Well, then you need a jump start.
Clear!
Ethan!
Clear!
Ethan.
Clear!
Ethan, Ethan, it's been kind of a long night.
I don't want to kick a dead horse here, but that Dave, he's a bad dude. And you made the right decision.
Thanks for being honest.
No problem. I'm tired.
I know, me too. Move over, let's go to bed.
Move over.
How about you sleep on the couch?
Okay.
Shh, be quiet. We're in my girlfriend's dorm.
You wanna what?
No, we shouldn't. Okay, but you be quiet, hair doll. Like that?
No, I said to her, I said...
I can't believe you guys!
Oh, you can't believe us? You know what? I can't believe you, Dave. You betrayed our... That's
the
one thing we had between
us. I did not betray you. I did not betray anyone.
But, Dave, you said my name on that tape.
What about that?
You might as well just broadcast it to the whole campus.
And, I mean, you can't do that to her.
Listen
what?
To me.
The guy is a stalker. I mean, Ethan, he's nuts. How was I supposed to know?
You know what? Fuck you. All right? I'm the one who took care of him. You're out. I can't trust you anymore. You're out.
Ooh-wee, you sure did fuck up.
Jeff?
But you didn't fuck up so much as you fucked up.
You know what? You find somebody and it just feels right.
It's like fate.
Exactly. It was my fate to meet her.
But it wasn't your fate to be with her. Unfortunately, my friend, fate has a different plan for you. You will grow up, go out into the world. You'll forget all about the things that happened here. Ethan, Angela, the shit we pulled, those hookers that we thought were girls. And, you know, you're gonna go out there and no one can shoot you down because a woman one time stepped on your heart and left a scar in its wake. That is your fate, Dave. Just as it is my fate to someday become Shogun.
I got
fucking
a new life. You
kidding?
Hardly recognize me. I'm so
how am I?
There goes Dave the liar. I have his old girlfriend.
Ethan.
Oh, Cameron.
Stone hard reality, Dave.
I asked you to stop.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, Cameron.
Ethan.
Take off my pants. Oh, now that's my mom.
I saw the sign. No one's gonna drag you up to get into the light where you belong. To get into the light. Ooh, wee, ooh, wee, ooh, ooh, wee, ooh, wee, ooh, wee, ooh, wee, ooh. Under the velvet, for so many years I wondered who you are. How can a person like you bring me joy? Under the velvet where I see a lot of stars.
I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I gotta be with Angela.
As your attorney, I can't advise that.
I'm telling everything. That's it. Done. And you know what? You guys have nothing to worry about.
You serious about this, man?
I'm dead serious. I need to be with her.
Hey, you're not fucking Sita doubting me right now?
Sam, I'm not gonna lie anymore. I'm done.
I have something to say to you. and I think that it's important that I say it out of the cage. I think you're doing the right thing, man. I've never seen you like this before.
Well, you know what? I've never felt like this before.
Listen, I blew up last night, but I'm proud of you. I wish I could back you up. I'm not gonna get kicked out of college, Dave. I can't.
This is me. You have to understand this. You guys aren't gonna pay for this. It's just gonna be me. I'm gonna do this myself.
I never would have given that stuff to Ethan in a million years if I thought that you felt this way.
You know what? You did what you had to do, and that's fine.
I guess I felt a little bit jealous because you have a girlfriend now. Or whatever, you know, and I just felt just left out.
Come on. Really?
A little bit, huh?
Oh, come here, give me a hug. Give me a hug. I got nothing but love for you, man.
One, two, three, four hard nipples.
Nope. This is really weird, guys. I never thought that we'd see the day where the team split up.
Wait, not yet. We don't split up yet. Cool, Ethan? Got you cheating, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Gunning for your job, right? Well, you know my whole story. You got a stuff? One more job, guys. I say we bury him. But wait, you say, how did we get Ethan's documents? Allow me to refresh your memory. When you only see two of us, watch out, because the third one is probably rifling through your shit. Time to put our gifts to use. So we split up into two groups to take Ethan down. First on the list, Stockton, Upright, and Falk. Ethan wanted to work there more than anything. So we thought we'd lend him a hand.
Professor Marcos, yes, the exam is today.
I don't know what to tell you, but I think Philip called this one in. I
run this office. All of this is me.
I'm fine now. Thanks to you. Thanks to this fine young gentleman.
Oh, no.
If you just let me get in there, I'll replace that mouse and be out of there before...
Thank you. Fix it.
Wes Mann, I'm in Emerging Markets. And you are?
Ethan Dulles. Yeah, I'm actually only here for an interview with Mr. Leonard.
Leonard and I are very good friends. You know, I'm going to march you right up there.
No, let me help you out.
Listen, you know, I know I look good and everything, but I'm still a little freaked out, you know, because of the meat. So if you could just give me a little privacy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this is a message for Mr. Dulles. This is Mr. Leonard's office in Human Resources, Stockton, Upright, and Falk.
Good work down there, Mr. Dulles.
Call me Jack.
Jack? It says on here that your first name is Ethan.
Yeah. Call me Jack.
All right, Jack. Jack, what one word would you say described yourself perfectly?
I'm gonna have to say slave to the freaky-ass boogie.
That's not one word.
You know, Philip said that you were available.
You know what? Hurry up, Brownie. Stop cooking.
Whatever. You get into this job because you like to work with your hands. And I work with my I work with my hands all the time. I mean, love to rub you down. You ever had a massage with heated stones, Bruna? Like nothing you'd believe.
On your resume under activities, you have smoking blunts with the homies and busting caps in Whitey. Can you explain that?
So, Mr. Dulles, please come to Mr. Leonard's office as soon as you possibly can for your job interview. Thanks.
Yes! If you know as well as I do how well this went, you know that I very well got the job. But you and me, boy, we can handle shit, all right?
Yeah, right. Watch Leonard handle some shit.
Oh, and look. How I...
Thank you.
what that one did.
Stockton upright and get those lousy cheaters expelled.
Ethan Dulles is waiting in the lobby for me.
Uh-huh.
What's the holdup here? I've been waiting for a half hour.
Listen, you let him in here and your ass is grass, and I'm the lawnmower. And I'm not.
Okay, actually, that appointment's no longer on the books.
Okay, well, I'll just go check the books.
Bitch, I heard you got a little smart with Mr. Leonard. Hey, you want to try? Okay, get him out of here now.
This is the final exam. From this point on, there's no talking, no study guides, no exceptions. You have 3 hours. That's it. Pencils down after that. Begin now.
Angela? 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 Angela?
Hi, yeah, we're having a test here, a final.
Hold on, just wait a second.
I don't have a second.
Angela?
Excuse me.
Angela?
We're having a test here.
Just relax, okay? This can't wait, please.
You can talk to her
just
after.
Just relax.
These people are here taking a test, which is 60%. They are taking a final exam with.
Please, just
oh,
five
am
minutes.
I coming up there? Is that how it's going to be?
Just listen to me, please. Just give me 1 second, okay? Just 1 second. You think I'm a liar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am a liar. And Ethan never paid me. He blackmailed me. I did it because he caught me cheating. Angela. I am a cheater. I have cheated my way through high school. I have cheated my way through college. I have cheated my way through everything. I mean, I don't think I've ever taken a test, honestly. I've engineered blackouts. I've done bomb threats. I've hacked into the administration network. I've done it all. I mean, I think this is the first legit thing I've ever done. And there's no angle. And there's definitely no scam. I'm doing it because I love you.
You love me?
I do love you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm in the wrong class, but I gotta say, that was really moving.
Well, honesty, folks, right? Isn't that the most important thing? Honesty? That's what it's all about. See, I didn't understand that until I met you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Y'all think you know this man? Well, I have in my hand hard evidence that this man is, in fact, a cheater.
Why are you clapping?
Why are you clapping? Why are you clapping? What the hell is this?
Well, Ethan, I told her the truth. And I told her I cheated, and I told her I loved her.
Angela, you don't believe him, do you?
I don't know. I want to, Dave. But I just can't. Oh.
I don't want to.
Shut up.
I couldn't take it anymore, man. We're a team. You go down, we go down.
I don't think so. I'm done with this, okay? So if you're not enrolled in this class...
I am in the class, dude. I'm Sam Schechter. I got hit by a fucking bus, man. Hey, Angela. He's telling you the truth. I know he is, because he got caught helping me cheat.
It's a scam. Another scam. You can't believe them.
Oh, another scam, huh? That's interesting. Listen, Angela, we took this picture in Ethan's room. If you don't want to be with Dave, that's fine, but you might want to avoid getting hacked up by eyebrows there on
Ethan.
Your wedding night.
What is this? That's a little weird.
One second.
Could you explain that to me? Ethan, what is that?
A picture I lent the boys.
Hey, Angela, if you think that's weird, one more thing.
Oh, this is good.
It's a hair doll. Yeah, it's gross, right? Here you go.
Ethan, what is this? Is this a hair doll?
I didn't make that. It fell out of your hair that way, and I want it back.
It fell out of my hair this
way? Give me it back.
I don't think
I want it back.
Give it back.
You're going down.
Why are you laughing? Don't you
what?
See?
What?
I am
have
a
cheater
here.
In your midst.
Where?
You can't have her, because I own her, and I'm going to file criminal charges. On all your asses.
Easy to... He's holding a hair doll, for
Christ's sake.
The
cheater got a name. I need the cheater's name.
Ethan. He answers to Ethan. Ethan.
I had a nickname for you. Want to know what it was? I'm not going to tell you. All right, it was Laser.
All right, this one right here.
Yeah.
Hi, Ethan. Can I see that paper, please?
Fine, yes. Here.
Thank you.
His name's right on there. It's David.
Okay, Ethan. This is a copy of the final exam, which is what we're taking right now. So that means you're in violation of the honor code.
Not mine.
You just handed it to me.
Are you crazy?
I think you're crazy.
What?
Hey, give me that cat! Oh, you are mine, motherfucker! You are mine!
You guys are fucking retarded.
You know what? Why don't you shut your little mouth, you skanky-ass biatch?
Fuck you, cocksucker.
Slut.
Shithead.
Ho.
Monkey boy.
What do you say? Do I have a chance?
Yes.
Every now and then, we're all given a perfect moment. A moment where everything makes sense. A moment where everything seems right and good. And everything's gonna be okay. If you can be kissing a girl like Angela in the middle of a moment like that, well, you really got it made. The university took stern action. We got kicked out of school. Sam took it like a man. I guess we all learned a life lesson. Except for Jeff. Jeff learned a different lesson. Jeff learned how to print diplomas. In the end, I guess I realized that you can't scam when it comes to love. But still, guys like me, Sam, and Jeff, we can't scam our own natures either. We're all still friends. I'm still with Angela, and I've never been happier. It's strange. You think you got life all figured out, and it just keeps surprising you. And to think, I learned how to be a better man from getting blackmailed by that little freak. Cool, Ethan.
I love you, but I hate you, which brings to mind how much I love you. We could have worked this out, you know, in a little room. I'm sorry you had to settle for Dave, the one-dimensional man. He's filed under cocksucker in my little black book. Sweetness can rot your teeth, bittersweet. To my little lights room, you hold
I love you.
Done a porno before.
Until now, bitch.